Hey, welcome to episode 175 of the Bobbycast, where we're kind of going to get into that thing of, after these artists do this, do you feel guilty listening to their music?
Ooh.
Because I see that R. Kelly has another thing coming out about him. It's the update to the Surviving R. Kelly. It's like called Surviving R. Kelly, like the aftermath or something.
Mm.
Obviously, the Michael Jackson stuff. And some of these scandals, and listen, we could do a podcast on every one of these, a whole one. But I just wonder if the scandal has made you think differently about them, even now. Or if it's affected you listening to their music.
And I haven't seen the list, but just watching you kind of scan over the scandals, I think you cringed over a couple.
Well, some of them are tough, and some of them I know I could spend an hour talking about.
Yeah.
Just the scandal itself. Well, let's start with this, because we were talking about Willie Nelson. His birthday was this week.
What scandal did he have?
Willie Nelson secretly fathering a child. Did you know about this one?
No.
Okay. So, Blue. For years, Willie Nelson thought he had 7 children.
Okay.
Turns out he has 8. In the 2012 autobiography, he revealed he had a secret family spanning three generations that he never knew existed.
Wow.
He says, I have an old, dear friend, Mary, who I'd lost touch with, but recently met again after decades apart. Turns out Mary and I had a child together called Renee. Also turns out Renee has a daughter, Noelle, who has a daughter named Jordan. And I'm now happy to call myself a great grandfather.
Wow. So he didn't know that these kids existed, one.
He didn't know his main kid existed, and the main kid had a kid who had a kid who had a kid.
Wow, so he's a great-grandfather without even knowing it.
Yeah.
That's trippy.
So, again, that one to me, people have kids.
Not too crazy of a scandal, but, man, I didn't know that one.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
So that was one. I have a lot of them. What about, let's do this one, because this one was kind of dopey, but it was a huge one at the time for pop culture. Ashley Simpson, lip-syncing on SNL.
It was a big deal.
Ruined her career.
Yes, it did.
I mean, there have been people who've done much worse things who are just thriving.
Yeah.
This ruined Ashley Simpson's career.
Do you know why she lip-synced?
Yeah.
Was there a reason? Was there a clear reason why she did it?
Everybody lip-syncs. They're pop stars because they can't really sing.
Yeah.
Or they can sing and it's just safer.
So what was the, was this just early on before everyone did it, or what?
No,
what
was, I think everybody was doing it.
So what made this one so different?
That it messed up on live TV.
Oh, gosh.
That's what made it different, that it messed up. In 2004, Ashley Simpson gave an awkward performance on Saturday Night Live. She meant to perform 3 songs from the album Autobiography. She sang her first number, Pieces of Me, that one there that I just played, without an issue. But when she took the stage again for another song, Pieces of Me began to play again.
The same one she had just done.
Yeah. And so what happened was that she started doing a hoedown dance.
I remember this.
At first, she blamed the band too afterwards, saying they started the wrong song. 10 years later, it was explained that she didn't originally plan on lip syncing. Apparently, there was a mishap during rehearsal, and they decided that lip syncing would be the best course of action because they didn't feel comfortable with her singing.
Poor girl. I don't care about that. Like, I actually liked Ashley Simpson.
Yeah,
I liked her songs.
Yeah, I did too. But that kind of was it for her in the pop. Because it was such a... There must have been nothing going on in the news.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because that took over.
It's that a slow
been
news
nothing
day.
Going for a slow news month. Okay, so I guess that affected my listening of Ashley Simpson in the way of she just didn't make much more music.
She didn't. Yeah, she stopped making music. That's huge.
Let's go over to TLC, for example. Lisa Left Eye Lopez burnt down Andre Rison's house.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this?
No.
Oh, you don't remember?
Nope. I don't remember this happening at all.
I remember being a kid and seeing it on the news. Like CNN had a house, smoke coming out of it in Atlanta, and she burned down Andre Rison's house, who played for the Falcons.
Yes, he was a receiver.
Mm-hmm. 1994, she started a fire. After getting into a heated argument with Rison, she set fire to the former Falcons player, his shoes, in a bathtub. So he had really nice shoes, so she lit him on fire in the bathtub.
And then
it spread throughout the home, eventually burning the entire home to the ground. She was charged with arson and sentenced to 5 years probation and therapy at a halfway house. Now, she's not alive right now.
Yeah, she's no longer with us. How did she die?
Plane crash? No, or car crash. Car crash in another country.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Aaliyah died in the plane crash.
That's right.
Lisa Left Eye died in, a car crash on an island somewhere. You may look that up, because I'm just going straight from memory. If anything, you thought TLC was cooler after this.
Yeah, I don't think anyone stopped listening to TLC, right?
Scandal. But, and Mike's bringing me the note. How'd she die? In a car?
Yeah,
a car crash. And where was she?
In
Honduras. Okay, so not an island, but South America, right? Yeah. Okay, here's one. We talk about scandals that made you maybe look at their music different. Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah. This one did it for me.
Chris Brown assaults Rihanna. Following the 2009 Grammy Awards ceremony, Chris Brown and his then-girlfriend Rihanna were involved in a brutal physical altercation that sent the Barbadian singer to the hospital bruised and bloody. Brown turned himself in shortly after the incident, was sentenced to 6 months of community service and 1 year of counseling. Though the fame of both artists have skyrocketed, Brown's been unable to shake the event's stigma. I still think of him as the guy who beat Rihanna.
Me too. And I don't think this is so much just like, you know, it made people stop listening. It opened up all these things with Chris Brown, like where he was in the news a lot over other things that were happening. Like it just opened up a thing like, oh, let's just put a spotlight on how bad Chris Brown is.
Yeah, he seems like a bad dude.
Right?
He was just recently in a thing with churches where they were like, hey, why Marshmello and somebody else, like, why are you still working with Chris Brown? He's had a couple incidents.
Mm-hmm. Church is the band.
Yeah. Gotcha. It's spelled like Traverses.
Yeah, Traverses.
Yeah. But that was a recent story with them. And then Chris Brown fires back. I was like, I wish you guys get hit by a bus.
Dude, this is a big... Yeah, and that really stopped his career, right?
And it just depends who you ask, Eddie. Because but he's massive right now.
Wow.
So, but stop his career? No. But made me think differently. But I think, if anything, made it bigger at times.
Wow.
His songs, come on. I still love. I wish that I felt to stop listening to his stuff, but it's so good. I feel guilty.
And then, unfortunately, like for people that don't know much about Chris Brown, after this, you know his name and you know exactly who he is, and he becomes really famous after something like that.
Like R. Kelly's music skyrocketed.
Correct.
Skyrocketed.
Yep.
And we can do that. R. Kelly is allegedly involved in sex crimes. R. Kelly, whose full name is Robert Kelly, went on to become one of the best-selling musical artists of all time. Despite his success, rumors, and he did a lot of bad stuff, that all this stuff has hung with him. And listen, you can go to the whole show that happened. I read, don't know how true it is, that he was having to get shots for his, like, anti-libido shots. His attorney was like, dude, you gotta get, when he was younger.
What are those?
Younger.
What is that?
Well, apparently if you just want to have sex all the time, and you can't control that urge, you get anti-libido shots.
And that makes you not want to have
it? The opposite of a pill. Of the blue pill.
Wow.
Had some jams, but it seems like I can't play R. Kelly now.
Yeah, you have that thing where you like want to play it because you like the songs.
I love the songs, and I do think there's sometimes you do separate the art and the artist. I have trouble with R. Kelly.
You can't do that right here.
I have trouble with R. Kelly, which moves us to Michael Jackson. We know all this, and the Finding Neverland came out on HBO, and then everyone says, I'm not going to play Michael Jackson anymore. And then you start to see where they start going after these two people who did the documentary, and not everything they said was accurate, and Michael Jackson can't defend himself, but man, it looks bad. How do you feel about Michael Jackson?
Here's the thing with Michael Jackson. We all kind of had an idea that something was weird about him, right? Like, he was a weird dude, one. And two, people talked about him and assault allegations and little boys like forever. I remember that from being young, just like people making jokes about that stuff. Where when now something like this comes out, I'm not shocked. And I don't even know if it's true or not. But the fact that these guys came out and said it didn't really change anything. So for me, the music is still the music. Mm. I don't have a problem listening to Michael Jackson at all.
They were playing some music of Michael Jackson's at a bar. They're playing PYT. And I was like... You got to love you. Pretty young thing. And I was feeling it, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I love this song. I was like, ooh, should I? And that's when I was like having this internal debate. And then I was like, let it play.
And when he's dead, he's no longer here.
And then we had the Jackson 5. I was like, you know, I can't punish Tito. And for some.
You know, there was that debate of just like, now when Michael was a kid, do you punish that kind of music?
Well, and speaking of Michael as a kid, like, people that grow up abnormal do abnormal things.
Yes. He did have an abnormal childhood, a very abnormal childhood. And a lot of things
a childhood.
A lot of things that we don't even know that he went through.
So R. Kelly, I can't listen to Michael Jackson. I'm just telling you how I feel about it. I still do hear it and go. I would still go on the dance floor and dance to it.
Yeah. Especially a little PYT.
Yeah, because I did without thinking about it. Ryan Adams recently.
Okay. See, I don't think that I have a problem with this.
With what?
With Ryan Adams and his music and because of what I read about it. But every time Ryan Adams comes on my shuffle on my phone, I go next. I'm not thinking about it. It's not part of my thought process. I don't know. These songs to me don't have meaning anymore. It's a weird thing, and I love Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams accused of sexual misconduct by several women. By the way, don't get Ryan and Brian Adams confused.
Correct.
Ryan Adams, back in February, was accused of sexual misconduct and manipulative behavior. Seven women and more than a dozen associates described a pattern of manipulative behavior in which he dangled career opportunities while simultaneously pursuing female artists for sex, the article claims. In some cases, they said he would turn domineering and vengeful, jerking away his offers of support when spurned, and subjecting women to emotional and verbal abuse and harassment in texts and on social media. Following the news of an FBI investigation, the first of three Ryan Adams albums slated for 2019 was put on hold indefinitely. What do you think? Where do you fall on this? I'm not a big Ryan Adams fan. So
why not? Just the music or him? Before knowing all this, where did you stand with
him? I was
him?
Probably at a 4 out of 10. If it came on, there are a few songs. I like this song.
Yeah. When you're lonely,
I'll follow you. And I like New York. Mm-hmm. Or New York, whatever.
Yeah,
but I wasn't a big Ryan Adams guy. So I don't listen anymore just because I think about this now and I already wasn't a big fan.
Yeah. Again, not surprised. I feel like Ryan Adams was always an a-hole. Like just from reading things. Not surprised that this stuff went on, but it's just... I don't know what it is, but naturally when Ryan Adams comes on now, I just skip it. Maybe because I thought of him as an authentic songwriter, which that was my fault. I should never.
What's not authentic songwriter about him?
These are all beautiful love songs. Like really beautiful love songs about like.
Well, I'm just saying that he can still write beautiful love songs.
I know, but me and my young self that listened to Ryan Adams believed Ryan Adams as a songwriter. He wouldn't co-write. Ryan Adams was a songwriter. He wrote these songs by himself, a lot of them, and believed what he wrote. And now it's like you treated women like crap and you're writing these beautiful songs. I don't buy it anymore.
You know, after a childhood full of unsuccessful attempts to pull the wool over your mom's eyes, do you really think that she won't be able to tell the difference between a last-minute Mother's Day gift and something truly thoughtful? This Mother's Day, don't settle for anything less than the biggest and brightest bouquets from 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers has amazing offers on beautiful Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements starting at $29.99. With an amazing selection of sweet treats and bouquets, 1-800-Flowers has everything that you need for Mother's Day. Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements starting at $29.99 is an amazing offer, but you have to order today. Order good only while supplies last. 1-800-Flowers, make your mom feel loved. Don't wait till the last minute. To order a beautiful and vibrant Mother's Day bouquet starting at $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com/bones, order today, and save. 1-800-Flowers.com, and you have to do /bones. Today's technology makes it a lot easier for a lot of things because you're connected. Your cell phone is connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your smart TV, and they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. But it may take only one weak link and all those connections for a criminal to get in. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security. While LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect possible threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web, Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats like ransomware. And if there's a problem, their dedicated agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now, get 10% off your first year. Head to LifeLock.com, enter the promo code BONES. That's promo code BONES for 10% off your first year. LifeLock.com, promo code BONES. We can do Jerry Lee Lewis. We mentioned that today. Now, this is before us, so we never had the chance to not listen to Jerry Lee Lewis. In 1958, he married his cousin who was 13. He was 23.
Quite the scandal.
And you know what? I don't know which was the bigger part of the scandal back then. The fact that he was 23 and she was 13, or the fact that she was his cousin.
I think back then it was the cousin. Not so much the age thing, because I guess it's just different time and more acceptable. But I mean, I think that your family member, that's incest. Like, it's like, all right, that's a little girl. Yes, that's messed up. But hey, that's incest. That's just crazy.
And now I just think it would be slightly different. It'd be like, there's a kid. You're going to jail.
Yes.
An outraged population learned the bride was his cousin as she was 13. Huh. Fans stormed the stage at his first performance, but this time it was to express their disgust. The thing is, he made it after this. I listened to a great podcast, the Disgraceland podcast, about him. He then came back and had many country hits.
Really?
After years. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't stop him.
For a while.
Yeah, just for a little bit.
For a while. Yeah, that's what I think about that, though, when I hear his songs. That he married a kid cousin.
You think about that every time you hear Great Balls of Fire?
Maybe not every time. But yeah, maybe I do a little bit.
It's almost like time heals all, you know? I feel like this is so long ago that it doesn't even bother me.
Because he's still alive.
He's still alive. He's still here.
That's true. He is still
alive. And I think he still tours. I think I saw like an ad for him playing somewhere.
Elvis gyrates on TV. You ain't nothing but. This is a big controversy back then.
Huge.
In 1956, Elvis Presley caused uproar for gyrating his hips and thrusting his pelvis during a live performance of Hound Dog on the Milton Berle Show. Ed Sullivan said he'd never have the singer on a show. He changed his mind later. And the Catholic Weekly America warned the nation, beware Elvis Presley.
I think about Forrest Gump. You know, when they're walking by the TV shop and he's on there, she's like, it's not for children's eyes.
They used to shoot Elvis for a while after this, like sternum up, belly button up.
So he wouldn't.
So if he did it, you didn't see it.
That was their safe, mm-hmm. their safe way of doing it.
Because.
That's Elvis. And as a kid, Bones, like I would imitate Elvis and do the hip thrust, not thinking that was a dirty move. Like I just thought that was the Elvis move. I never related that hip thrust to a sexual move ever.
Yeah, because okay, but again, if I'm comparing it to, let's say, a bikini, like imagine in the 40s, someone in a bikini, they would have lost their crap.
Yeah, showing
even,
too much.
Even women wearing those long sleeve swimsuits was crazy. So as things become more accepted, that edge gets pushed out a little mm-hmm. more. I mean, in the next 20 years.
Here we go. Where are we going to be in the next 20 years?
It's just going to be shoestrings.
Just cover your nipples.
If that. Not even the whole nipple. Like, the circle on the outside will be okay as long as the little dinky-dink is. Like,
dang, dude, in 100 years, we ain't going to wear nothing.
Butt naked. It'll be back to where it is.
It's crazy.
Milli Vanilli loses a Grammy for lip-syncing. This is a big one.
I remember watching the news, and people, I think in New York or something, were through all their records, their cassettes, CDs, records, all on piles, and they had bulldozers coming and like crushing them. It's like, what?
And Ashley Simpson did lip syncing earlier. So lip syncing is common, but where this differed was they put their names on records, they didn't sing.
Bones, they weren't part of any of it.
Yeah, they weren't.
They literally were
they
just
the face. They would lip sync the shows, but they didn't even do the records.
Correct.
Like Ashley Simpson sang, and they just made her voice sound good right. in a studio.
These guys did nothing.
It happened to Robin Fabb of Milli Vanilli in 1990. After winning a Grammy for Best New Artist, the German pop duo had to give it back after it was discovered their breakout album, Girl, You Know It's True, featured vocals that didn't belong to either one of them. And they would go out and lip-sync to this. It's crazy you could lip-sync something and your voice not sound like that.
Yep.
Song.
Yeah, because you remember them talking. They talked a lot like this. They were really high-pitched. But these voices are low.
The two guys recorded a follow-up album after this controversy.
Who, Fab and...
Mm-hmm. It sold 2,000 copies.
Wow.
They weren't that good singers.
They tried.
They were good-looking guys. I think they're both dead now.
I know one of them for sure is dead. Is the other one dead too?
Maybe.
If not, you just hide. You just never come out
point,
and
play. At this point, I would think he'd have been on every reality show if he was still alive.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The jams though.
Now the songwriters or the guys, the actual people that did the music, don't know. Who are they? Like they should start a band.
Or
they should have started.
Well, maybe they didn't look the part, and that's why they did it. I would assume because these two just looked the part. Are Fab and Rob still alive?
Fab's still alive.
Really?
He probably just wants to get away from it. All that.
Where does he live? He may be back in his home country, just chilling.
Maybe in France.
That was a big one for me.
Milli Vanilli.
But it's not that I stopped listening to it.
Do you remember seeing how it all happened? Do you remember seeing the clip they were in concert?
Yeah, it was.
The record scratched. They were playing for the CD or whatever. It kept going. Blame it on the. And so they freaked out live and started to sing along with it. Blame it on the. And that's how it all came back around. It was a live performance that screwed up.
So awesome.
Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, Super Bowl.
Yeah, I love that.
You did love that?
Yeah. I thought it was planned.
I still think it was planned.
Yeah,
too.
I saw it as all planned. Like, that didn't look like an accident. He reached over and pulled the thing, and there it was.
Toward the end of the performance, the two artists danced together, and he, quote, accidentally exposed Jackson's breast on cue with Rock Your Body with the lyric, "Bet I'll have you naked by the end of this song." And
correct.
Then it's like, naked.
Planned. And then after the aftermath, they're thinking, like, oh, we need to apologize for this. It was an accident.
Yeah, he never got in trouble for it. She did. And by trouble, like, sure. It wasn't fair.
Yeah, it was not fair.
The event is now known as Nipplegate or the wardrobe malfunction. Over 500,000 viewers complained to the FCC. But this changed my life because as soon as this happened, the FCC got all butt hurt yes. and started throwing delays in everybody's radio studios. Yep. It was just a whole thing. And it changed how we do the show. Not how we do the show, but how the show is like run now, monitored. We have delays in here, like four of them. But yeah, this was a big one.
Was there no delay then in that Super Bowl?
I don't think so.
I think there would be.
Or they didn't realize what actually happened and
let it go.
You know, the 10, 12, 40 seconds run. So I'm not sure if there was a delay or not. But
that's to me, a good scandal. Like, it's not a bad one where people are like, ooh, that Nipplegate, that was terrible. Everyone's just like,
Janet Jackson, though, she wouldn't agree. I think it was pretty rough for her.
How was it?
I think so. Yeah. And Timberlake, it wasn't. He's the one who.
Yeah.
I think they were half and half, to be honest. If they both knew it was coming and they both partook in the move, then they both should have suffered whatever the consequences were.
Did she cover right after he did it? Or
after a second.
Okay.
I believe, if I'm remembering, he went boom. And it was there, and then she was like, oh, after a second. Again, I'm just going from memory. I remember watching it in my apartment in Austin. Like, huh. It didn't bother me, because she also had like a thing over.
She had a cover.
It was like the...
Pasty.
It was like the... No, you could still see the inside of the nipple.
Really?
I didn't believe there was a hole in it.
Oh. Again. Man, Bones, you must have gone back and did a little screenshot and zoom in. You're like, pause that.
I just think that's what happened, okay? Sean Diddy Combs was involved in a club shooting. In 1999, he was allegedly involved in a shooting inside a New York nightclub. Him and his then-girlfriend Jennifer Lopez were arrested in connection with the shooting, initially caused by a dispute inside the club that injured three people, and this one girl was shot in the face.
What? I don't remember this.
Charges were dropped against Jennifer Lopez within an hour. It turns out she wasn't involved in the incident. Diddy, however, was charged with gun possession and bribery, but later acquitted when his friend and fellow rapper Shine confessed to the shooting.
So was J-Lo there?
I believe so. I believe they like ran, huh?
Yeah.
They jump in the car and run.
Whoa, I didn't know about this.
Here's my thing. If I'm super rich and famous, even if I want to shoot somebody, I'm going to have somebody else shoot somebody for me.
Right. Why would you do it?
And maybe, I don't know what happened, if Shine really did it, or if Shine took the heat, or if Shine's still in jail. I don't know.
Wow.
He got out, yeah. He did get out? He always got a job at Bad Boy then. Speaking of guns, Gretchen Wilson's airport arrest.
Yeah, that's not too long ago, right?
Was that a gun or was that her fighting on an airplane?
Oh, I'm thinking of the fight on the airplane, not the gun.
Gretchen Wilson found herself in trouble with the law back in August of 2018. She caused a disturbance during a flight to Connecticut. It was reported that it was due to an altercation with another passenger on board. Was it bathroom? Were they fighting about the bathroom?
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, that was it.
Gretchen was arrested as soon as the flight landed and charged with breach of peace. They were later dropped as she made a $500 donation to Criminal Injuries Compensation Fund. Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're drunk, even if you're not drunk, if you're me, somebody's being a douche about the bathroom, I'll get irritated too. Don't cut in line. That irritates me because that means you have no respect for people around you if you're just cutting in line. Or if you're being a douche with the bathroom on an airplane. I fly so much. Like, get done with your business and move on. Unless you're sick. And then let everyone know. When I got sick flying to Hawaii for American Idol, I let everybody know. I told the flight attendant. I said, hey, I'm going in. Yeah. I have food poisoning.
Heads up.
And I'm not coming out for a bit. And I started cleaning the bathroom because...
Yeah, it's nice of you.
Before, I just didn't want to be in that room with all that disgusting pee-pee poo-poo.
Yeah.
So I'm cleaning it and throwing the stuff away. But I told her, you may want to let everybody know that I'm not coming out. If they come back here, send them to the back. And I don't know what happened there, but
what I like about that though is that you expect that from Gretchen. Like, it's almost like she lived out her songs. Like, she lived out who she is as an artist. You expect a fight from her
over a bathroom on an airplane,
whatever.
Do you just expect a redneck woman as well?
Yeah, yeah. You don't expect like Dustin Lynch to go fight someone or whatever. But Gretchen Wilson, you're like, come on.
How about this one? Marvin Gaye was murdered by his dad.
Crazy.
Do you know that story?
Yep.
What do you know from it?
If I remember correctly, I think his dad was trying to hurt his mom.
An argument between Marvin Gaye and his dad, Marvin Gaye Sr., led to his death. Marvin Gaye was just 44 when his dad shot him in 1984. Gaye's parents had arguments mainly over a misplaced insurance policy letter.
So dumb.
The day before his death, the argument spread to Marvin Gaye, the singer's bedroom. Angered by his father confronting his mother, which is what you're talking about, Marvin Gaye commanded his dad to leave her alone. The dad complied with that incident. There was no violence that night, but the dad continued yelling throughout the night. Gaye was shot twice, falling in altercation with his father in an argument later.
I don't know how an argument can be so bad that you shoot your own son. Like,
crazy, huh?
Crazy.
I was watching the Robert Johnson documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
And so I think my time frame was off on also when he lived. Like, I think he was born like 1911 or something.
Oh, okay.
And died in like 1938. I would have thought he was a bit after that. And so, and you may fact check that for me, but I know Robert Johnson because, and I realized why, I know him mostly from people covering his songs. So I know like Crossroads, you can do Cream. Okay, born 1911, died 1938. That's pretty good on that memory. So going down to the Crossroads. Oh, and John Mayer does a killer version too.
Yep.
But what happens is, he really invented these standard blues licks to turn into rock and roll. And so his whole story is he supposedly made a deal with the devil. He, according to this documentary, they're not saying it's true. They're telling the story of why mm-hmm. people feel this way. His stepdad was a sharecropper. He did not want to work in the field. He wanted to play music. So he got this old guitar, and he would sit around when people would play music on the weekends and borrow the guitar and play it when they would. And they were like, you suck, you suck, you suck. So he left for a year and came back and was great. And they think he went and made a deal with the devil. That's what they say. Legends, time has
right.
often enhanced stories.
Because the music was devil's music?
Oh, girls wouldn't even be with him because of that. He had a couple loves of his life, and their parents wouldn't let him marry him because wow. they said he played the devil's music.
Wow.
Because blues music was devil's music. Blues music back then is what Metallica was sure. in the 80s to some parents. Like, that's the
rebel
devil.
Music.
That's like literal devil.
Yeah.
Not just rebel, but literal speaking to the devil. The Beatles were that at time, you know, backward masking when they would play songs
right.
backward.
Okay.
Like, there are all these connections to these satanic, but he was literally the devil. And so what happened is he goes and does this thing. He dies at 27. And as blues becomes bigger in Chicago, like a lot of the Muddy Waters, B.B. King start
yes.
to play
Chess Records.
Robert Johnson's music and play like Robert Johnson and attribute their style and how good they are to Robert Johnson. So people go back and find his recordings, and he becomes a thing way later. Because, again, he died in 1938.
Yeah.
And it had Eric Clapton, who's Cream. And a lot of people playing Crossroads. Even, you know, John Mayer, I said, does. He's only recorded like 20 songs ever. Only two pictures of Robert Johnson ever.
Yeah, and it's the famous. I've seen the famous one.
Well, it's only two.
It's like crazy. Mm-hmm. Hey, so they don't know how he died?
Robert Johnson, yeah, overdose.
Overdose.
Like, or he like drank too. No, poison. He got poisoned in a bar is what they think.
Poison?
That's right. He was drinking wine without a seal on it. Someone had given it to him because apparently there was an issue. And he apparently it was poison.
Wow.
He drank it, got really sick for a few days, and then died.
Crazy. I'm going to have to watch this.
I think you'll like it. I don't know that it's so mass appeal that casual fans will enjoy it.
And then I remember the movie, like, I don't know, 80s movie maybe with Ralph Macchio, Crossroads. I'm assuming it's about this.
No, I haven't seen it.
And it's just all guitar stuff. Steve Vai, you know, Ralph Macchio. And I think Steve Vai is the devil, I think. And they have like, I remember my brother watching. It was this big battle scene of Ralph Macchio fighting the devil, who was Steve Vai, on a guitar battle. And I think it's based on this and those kind of folklore beliefs of Robert Johnson.
It's interesting. It's only like 48 minutes, too.
Oh, okay. Cool.
The Elton John movie's coming out. Have you seen the previews for that?
I have not. Who plays him?
I don't know. Some British dude, huh? I didn't know the actor, but it's about Elton John's life, and he's still alive.
Have you seen the preview to the movie? It's the Ed Sheeran's in it. It's about the Beatles.
Oh, it's like if you're the only person. Like he's like, how do you guys not know the Beatles? But he knows every Beatles song.
Yes, something happens where the Beatles no longer exist, but only
have never existed.
Have never existed, but only he knows the music. And so he's like, well, I'm gonna release all the songs as if I did it. And then
is that out yet?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. It's called Yesterday.
Yesterday.
I've seen the preview and thought it looked fantastic.
Dude, did you laugh at the Ed Sheeran part?
I don't know that I remember it. What is it?
So they're in the studio and Ed Sheeran's like, look, man, I like the song, but what do you think about calling it? Hear me out. Call it Hey Dude instead of Hey Jude. It's like, what? He's like, yeah, try it. Hey Dude.
That's funny.
I love that. The concept is great. I can't wait for that to come out.
I didn't know Ed Sheeran was in it.
Yeah, he's in the preview. I don't know what part he has in it, but
that reminds me when I was watching La La Land, which I loved. John Legend just shows up, and then has a big part in the whole show.
Oh, he's the band member. He's the band leader.
All of a sudden, John Legend shows up at the bar, and then stays in the movie the whole rest of the time.
Dude, seriously, how good of a movie is that?
I hate to almost oversell it because people will watch it, and if it's just not for them, I get it. I don't think the movie's for everybody.
But I think that it's 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
2016.
It's been that long?
It's been a while. So whoever was going to watch it, watched it.
I loved it.
Me too, man.
Made me feel good.
Yeah, me too.
It was dopey in a good way, and then it wasn't dopey. And I love the ending.
Yep.
I love the beginning.
That's your kind of ending.
The beginning is so good because it's a dance scene, and they all are, and then it just goes back
traffic,
into the,
they're in traffic
and then the ending is so good, and then all the music is so good. I love La La Land.
Yeah, I did too.
So. I think we'll wrap on that.
All right.
That's a good half hour. I just felt like we could have done 10 podcasts.
On each of those scandals?
On those scandals. Yeah. But I feel like we did all right. So that's, did those scandals make you listen to the music any different? And for the most part, we said no.
For the most part.
Almost all
there's
of them.
There's some where we stood our ground. We're just like,
R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And Ryan Adams a bit for you.
Ryan Adams is weird. I just can't do it.
Chris Brown, I feel differently, but I still listen.
Yep. A lot of these other ones, though, inspired me to listen more.
All of them, like, oh, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate you. See you next time. Thanks. Hey, Eddie, by the way, promote your podcast.
Yeah, Sore Losers Podcast. It's me, Lunchbox, and Ray from the Bobby Bones Show. And we do sports, but, I mean, we're not all about sports. I don't know that much about sports. I'm your average, like, sports dude. So Lunchbox claims to be the genius. And so we just talk about that, and I usually have dumb arguments. It's fun.
Check it out, Sore Losers Podcast. All right, thank you, Eddie, and everybody else. Bye.